I called the taxi company, and they said that they'll send a cab over in a few minutes. So I guess it's time to say goodbye, Ken. I'm sorry my husband couldn't be here to see you off as well. He wanted to take you to the airport himself, but he couldn't get the morning off.
That's no problem. I don't mind going by cab. You've already done so much for me that I hardly know how to thank you.
We've enjoyed having you stay. You're such a thoughtful guest that it was no trouble at all. In fact, we quite enjoyed your company. The course at the college must have been a good one. Your English sounds so much more confident than when you first arrived. Not that it wasn't good, of course. You just sound more relaxed now.
The course was okay, I guess. But to tell the truth, I think I learned more just talking with you and your family. And going to the movies was fun, too. It was the first time that I ever watched an English movie without subtitles.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. Now, please write to us once in a while to let us know how you're making out in college. I'm not much of a letter writer myself, but I'll at least send you a Christmas card.
Okay, I promise to keep in touch. And here, this is for you and Mr. Riggs.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Should I open it now?
Sure, why not?
Oh, how nice.
It's a wood block print. It was made in the 1880s, I think.
It's wonderful. My husband will love it. He's very fond of Japanese art. Oh, that must be your cab. Do you need a hand with your bags?
No, thanks. I've just got these two.
Okay, then. You take care of yourself.
You too, Mrs. Riggs. And thanks again for everything.